Welcome and thank you for tuning in on Yachting International Radio. My name is Evelianne Veldkamp and you are listening to Maritime Unity. Today we will talk with Hans Edgert about masculinity and femininity. Hi Hans, it's so nice to see you again.
It's so nice to be back. I really enjoyed our last conversation. I'm looking forward to seeing where this one goes.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, first of all, before we hop into where we left off in the last episode, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what your passion is?
Sure. My name's Flip Pepperidge. I'm a dating and relationship expert. I actually got into it over 15 years ago from my therapist. I was going to her for various and sundries, as we all should, especially you men. And she said to me, the men that come in here are broken and I can fix them, but the thing that they want the most is to have a woman by their side, and I can't give them that. More about this than anybody I've ever met. You need to figure out a way to monetize this. And the minute you do, I'll refer all of my patients to you. So it was like three really big resounding pats on the back from a female psychotherapist so that at least started me along this process. Like, do I know more? Can it be taught? Is it an art? Is it a science? How do you break it down? All of that stuff, which basically has led me on this amazing journey and led me to you. I've been in the New York City area since I moved here in the late 1900s. But what that means is I saw it when people were online dating. And then I saw what happens when online dating came out. And then I see what happens when swiping came out. And I'm seeing what happens in the pandemic and post-pandemic. I've been able to see and experience this amazing wave and trends of dating over the last decade or two. It's awesome. I love it.
Hey. Yeah, it is awesome. It's also very awesome to speak with you today. And I think I really like the talent that you have. I can also recognize it when you say it, because it's so nice to talk with you about this. Also for you being a man and for me being a woman. So I think it's nice to talk about the things we, like last episode, we dived a little bit into relationships and relationships in the workplace. And we discovered what hierarchy is meaning and what feeling equal is meaning, and how the unconscious belief you have about yourself and about other persons and the fear that you have are all part of this dynamic thing that is called relationship with other people. And I think in the end, we discovered that there's so much that differs us, right? There's so many things that makes us different from another person. And one of them is being male or being female. So let's soon dive in and explain a little bit what male and female mean, opposed to what masculine and feminine mean before we dive into it deeper.
Yeah, because sex is one thing, sexual identity is one thing, and gender identity is a completely other thing. And there's a lot of people trying to figure things out right now, and which is great that the world is becoming this much more open place, but sometimes it gets very confusing. For a lot of men, it is always confusing. And so trying to understand the different norms and things that happen in the way that women approach them in these heterosis relationships can be very confusing for them. Sometimes we put them in these constructs or boxes to just as a way to approach the conversation in a way that they can understand it. But nothing is written in stone. When I say masculine strength, that is a nebulous word that who knows even what the word masculine really stands for, but we're just putting it away so that we can approach this conversation and continue on, because what does it necessarily mean? Let's talk about that. Let me ask you, what would you say the definition of masculine is?
I was talking about this with some of my friends the other day, and I came up with some explanation, and I always tend to make things visualize something. So I visualize one person and the other person, right? So you can see this person as a man and this person as a woman. So let's say this is like a dress and this is like a not dress or whatever. Yeah. What you need to visualize yourself being a man or a woman, that in this man and in this woman can be different colors. And these colors can be masculine or feminine. For example, if you associate pink with feminine, then also the men can look a little bit pink sometimes, right? And if you associate blue with being masculine, then also the woman can have a little bit blue sometimes.
Even so Freud didn't believe anybody was 100% anything. Freud has his own hang-up, so must not put all of our hopes and dreams on him. But he believed, and I believe, that all of us are on all sorts of spectrums. And to deny parts of yourself is not going to be great. So, yeah, we all have the masculine and the feminine in us. It's been used as a yin and yang or in different ways of being seen over the course of humanity. Sun and the moon, there's always been this sort of balance. I say balance because sometimes it seems that it's butting heads as opposed to trying to help each other balance it out. And sometimes we get into hyper-masculine times where the worst thing that could be said about you is that you are gay or not masculine. And that's horrible. That feels like the worst thing possible, that your man card got revoked. And it shouldn't. The word should is a great word. Things should be great, but not always are. So we have to figure out what's going on in our heads. How can I accept the feminine as a man? And how can I accept the masculine as a woman in me? And another thing is challenging for a lot of women is that they are the quote unquote boss babes now, especially in New York City, like high ranking people. How do you still be feminine and powerful? I don't want any woman ever anywhere to dim their star for a man. You should be with someone that celebrates that, that wants to be with you because of that. But however, there's a phrase in New York City that no man wants to date a businesswoman. We want to date a woman that's in business. It's just flipping it around. Live in your femininity, live in your feminine strengths, and also be able to have that power. Don't dim that, but you need to be able to turn that feminine facet forward. Same thing as men as well, too, to understand the rhythm of where relationships are going.
Yeah, that's interesting because I just read an article from, I think it was Harvard University. It was sent by a friend of mine from Australia, Julian, and it was about leadership programs for women. And I think one of the outcomes was that, first of all, it's a leadership program for women, which is not really inclusive for men because men can also be leaders, so they can also be in this program.
And allies of women.
Exactly. And then second of all, then the tendency on this program is to teach women how to be leaders as men. So I think, interesting. Because
So men. They think because, that they know the answers.
Because I think the women leadership, of female leadership, right? So the female side of leadership would be very interesting to dive into, especially looking at the world right now, because we can see the kind of leadership that looks down on people, take authenticity away from people, let the system decide what's best for you, hurt other people, maybe not intentionally, but by taking things away, you also hurt people. And I don't know exactly if this is like masculine trait. It also has to do with some kind of feeling of security somewhere, like that you want to protect and that you want to go out, that you have to be aggressive, that you have to be protect your home, yourself. This is all, I think, masculine things. And if you do that as a woman, also, it has to be super effective. But as a woman, you also live the experience of being feminine, right? So you can use this experience. And you can teach it also to other women and to men and try it. And maybe it's more chaotic, like as opposed to the more male kind of leadership. Maybe it's more connection with other people.
Change is chaotic. We should embrace the chaos sometimes. We need to.
Yeah. And when I look at some of my own world, sometimes when you look at things that are solely organized or done by, there's not so much of a plan there.
I think that it's good to have both sides. Everybody can get weird sometimes. For instance, I know I am because I'm basically the only one of me in the planet and in the industry this long straight, and I was never a pickup artist or any of that kind of stuff. And the thing I flatter myself most about in the industry is how much trust I have in a female-dominated industry as well, too. But so I work with basically all of the top matchmaking firms all across the world. So it's a complete side note. Anybody listening, if you want to change your relationship status in 2024, talk to me. Anyways, back to our show. Now I lost my train of thought. That's the old ADD kicking in. Where were we?
I think we just talked about female and male, masculine and feminine, and that we just talked about, I have that, I think I have the same thing, but maybe this is a good time to dive into the next thing.
Because
what I really want to know is why.
Oh, okay. Sorry. The last thing I was going to say about this was that sometimes women can feel certain ways about getting advice from other women. They shouldn't feel that way, but I know sometimes that they can't. You're not pretty enough. You don't understand what's going on in my life. You're too pretty. You don't understand what's going on in my life. And so just having me, I can come in and say the exact same thing that you said, but it's heard differently because of where it's coming from. And that can be frustrating but it's good. So it's good to have balance, because the point is trying to be heard, or is trying to help, or is trying to bring people along too. And a group of all men, it's not going to go well. A group of all women, I don't know from experience, but I heard that sometimes it might not go well. But both sides have to be respected as well, too. And a lot of men have to learn that there's a different way to be a leader than the way that they were brought up. Because as you said, in a lot of these industries, you have to display masculine strengths in order to be considered equal.
Yeah, and so I think this is true. And without diving too deep into if it's right or wrong, or do I have only men or only women, or I would really love to talk about why, what we're afraid of. So I am a woman and I worked in a male-dominated industry. So most of the time that means that certainly when I was younger, that I was working in these places. And it's funny because last week I was back into my old working environment, which was an engine room. And they were dismantling the engine. It was so nice. You have all the smells and stuff and the tools laying around.
Drumming of the end thing.
Pretty. Everything was switched off because it was maintenance. They dismantled everything. And I remember that I really very much liked this job. And I had my boiler shoes on and it was just the work in. And my colleague was so nice. I was just working together with them. But I forgot a little bit about the first day or the first hour or sometimes. It depended on the people. Because always you had some moment where it was a little bit uncomfortable because I was just a girl, right? I was just like 20 years old. Just a girl in an engine room, in this, all the tools, all the stuff, heavy stuff also. But I could do the job, right? Because I had the knowledge. I went to school. I did, and I wanted to learn. So I also need each other to learn what you want to do. But what I really would love to dive into is that I adapted myself a little bit also to fit in more. And also, I think what I noticed is that when talking about female or male and feminine and masculine, and it reflects a little bit about what you said about gay men, because I think it's also about gay women, or if I would say, no, I'm just a lesbian, it would make it much easier for all the men to cope with me, because I was not a threat to them then. But I didn't say it. I just said, no, I'm not into relationships at all, because I already have it, or I'm not interested in you or whatever. I just made this wall. And that's a little bit sad somehow, because then you cannot be there as who you are. And I think that's really not what we want, because then there's so much hidden below that somehow. I don't know if this makes sense to us, but some people are really afraid to see the masculine inside of a woman, and they're also really afraid to see the feminine inside of a man. Some of us really love it, by the way. On the other side, if I like my own, then sometimes it can be super masculine. And some men really love it. They're like, ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So,
then it gets confusing because it's what? I just won an arm wrestling contest and half the men in here want to sleep with me and the other half want to kill me. Like...
Yeah. So why is it? What's your take on it? Why?
I, again, comes to that hierarchy again. And the people that wanted to sleep with you were probably more in this hypothetical arm wrestling situation. The half the people that wanted to sleep with you were probably secure in where they were. And the other half that wanted to do harm to you probably felt that you were
Brett.
Like Brett to them. And so it's fear that threat of losing your place. Then we add the layer of misogyny to someone you feel is lesser than you. And that's where it can really twist the insides of people as well, too. But back to the masculines and feminines as well, too. I think there's so many men or men in general. And again, I'm oversimplifying and overgeneralizing things because I can show you an exception to every rule that I'm talking about. However, historically...
I think you're right. And also I know now what happens in the working environments a lot, because in the last episode we talked about love in the workplace, right? Mm-hmm. So if you notice that people want to sleep with you because you want an arm contest challenge, you don't want this in the workplace. So what do? You will behave more feminine. You will not arm wrestle anymore. You will just be considerate of the people who fear you, right? So you will lean toward people who fear you. So definitely means you will, as a person, lean towards toxic relationships then.
And lessening yourself in order to fit in. And I understand we all have to adapt to fit in situations. And we've all probably done it in ways that, looking back on it, we wish we would have done differently. But sometimes you're given no choice. You have to adapt or die sometimes in these situations. And it is tough, especially when you get these, let's call them alpha males, in these positions of power, like captains and things like that, really believe in the hierarchy of the way things are. And also they were raised by former World War II veterans who are just probably shell-shocked military people, didn't get a great emotional upbringing. And then you have to, anything that threatens their version of masculinity can be a target for them. Like, I like to cross stitch. I like to embroider. It's nice. I have ADD. It gives me something to do. I make things for my friends and give them to them. Because I'm secure in who I am, I also chop wood and build furniture. And that, so that's farther into the masculine than some guys get to. But because I felt that I've, say, gone farther, now it feels that I have permission to go further into the feminine, if you will, of like sewing. Why sewing has to be feminine. But this is the constructs, again, that we're approaching the world. Mm-hmm. If I was single, straight, and on a ship, I might not bring my cross stitch because I'm afraid of the perception that's going to give to me. And I want to make sure I'm not threatened in any way, which is sad again, too, because now I'm denying something that I like.
Yeah.
This kind of comes up a lot in heterosis relationships as well, too, when like the man hides what he likes. If you ask most dudes, what do you like? Video games are probably going to come up, possibly anime, things like that, too. But we've been so derided by women about our choices that we just hide them because we feel that's not masculine enough. And that's the rule set by women. We men have other rules that we set up in our masculinity as well, too. Again, it's sad because we can't be all of who we are. We can't find the joy in the things that bring us joy, you know? So the more that we can be comfortable in all of these places with our masculine, with our feminine, happier everyone's going to be. It's a journey.
Yeah, because not only the male got hurt after World War II, right? It was also the female who felt really bad and they needed to manipulate then men maybe to make them feel secure again in the world. And now we are ended up in this place.
Oh, yeah.
24.
And it's amazing how much it's like you talk to an Eastern European woman. What did their mother instill in them from birth? Make sure, and again, oversimplifying, but make sure you have someone that can take care of you. because a lot of Eastern European men disappeared in that generation because of the war. It wasn't mm-hmm. a bad piece of advice at that point too, but now it translates into the inability to date someone that makes less than you. And that, because mm-hmm. now you've got that as the masculine say, the woman that makes a lot of money. And so I found women crush the norms. Now I'm a boss, I'm a CEO, crush the glass ceiling. That's great. That's awesome. Should be celebrated. But adamantly refuse to let go of the act of dating up. There's no more up. You guys are the up now, which is fine. It's just, we can't have gender parity and mm-hmm. date up. It's not possible. So the closer we get to gender parity, which we strive for, the less possibility there is finding someone that makes more or even equal to you. And so people, and in this particular example, women are going to have to come to a reckoning on what is the most important thing for you in a relationship. Is it trust? Is it love? Is it family? Is it security? All of these are fine. But
yeah, hello. It's the title of a book I'm reading now, Be the Love You Seek. Because it all goes back to what's inside of you, right? And if you are looking for independence, if this is what you're looking for, then that's totally really good. But as you mentioned, yeah, you also have to connect with another person in an equal way. So how do you do it? Yeah, that's a good
book. And this is a good book as well, too. This is one of the two books I give to most of my clients. It's called Attachment. It's about attachment theory. Basically being like how you approach relationships is modeled on the relationships you saw in your life. If your father left you at a young age, you might have an anxious attachment style and pull away before you get too close to someone because you're afraid they're going to leave you. And so this is a good book to figure out what's inside of each of us, because then you can figure out how to approach the world and recognize maybe the toxic people that aren't going to work well for you just as much as the people that might be a great compliment for you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sorry we have to round this episode off because I really love to talk with you more about this. But this book suggestion was really good. And I think the title of the book I'm reading now is How to Be the Love You Seek by Nicole Tarrera, I think it is. Yeah, so it's really good to dive into this more if you're interested. If you listen to this, by the way, and if you think, ooh, I want to learn more about this or this, or I really liked what you said, or if you have a question, then please let us know in the comments. We can appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for being here, Hunt. It was so nice to talk with you.
Thank you. It was great to be here again. I'm so happy to talk to you. Yes, I feel like we could sit here for 3 hours and just chat and talk and explore the world around us. So if you ever want me back, I'm happy to come.
Yeah, that will be great. And so thank you so much for today and looking forward to the next one. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You have been listening to Yachting International Radio with Ava and Hunt on the topic of female and male. Thank you so much for listening. Let's see you later.